10,000 leagues to engage and lay siege to Robot City, the man of war machines. What was left of my army had encircled the city, the final robot citadel. They say it was the enormous circuit fortress where the electronic core was held. They had shelled it with intention to melt it. While it was shielded, its walls held up. They held it till General Montrock fell, then they handed me his helmet.
Here, Captain.
The army corralled but had lost its morale. They were afraid and said they had nothing left to gain. Even the old dogs of war could not maintain. With the armor suits turning gray and rusting from the acid rain. I heard whispers in the morning. Some said they saw General Montrock in a vision. He had risen to warn them. On the third day, the sky turned to crimson. Then the soothsayer visited. He claimed the sky was an omen of bloodlust. I confess the rain is just. The falling tears of the gods, and even the sky bleeds for us. Re-energized and started a chorus. And I swore on the shield we should stand victorious. Who was there today not to dream? On this war song, Robot Citadel, final siege.
Raise an army, march for the final siege. Rally around me, see where the plus leads. They will flee from behind, glad juggernauts. On the battlefield, crush, kill the robots.
The sky lights up, and twilight erupts. Our tracers flew overhead. I said start the rush. When the sky lights up again, the sparks made beautiful showers. We used grappling nets to bring down the nest and collapse the towers. The walls caved in, my force poured in. We were met by apocalyptic iron horsemen. The men were fearful, stood afraid and frozen. The moment passed as the first wave disappeared in the flash of a mortar blast. I slashed at several cyborgs and ran past Captain Meltron Valdar from Gog Magog. Planted to the flag and yelled,
"My God is
mad!" And I heard gears drag as something large moved in behind the fog. Then he charged into the fog and walked back out with half his face charred and his left arm gone. I know the wheel rolled out the fog. He was impaled in the rods. The robots to release the pinwheels and Nimrod. I grabbed the pike and ran in between the spikes. The axe so choked I stoked and cracked the spokes. It turned and slowed, then blown its side. Spun once more and finally died. The sun rose for the song composed on the battlefield. We did see the Robot Citadel final siege.
Raise an army, march for the final siege. Rally around me, see where the plus leads. They will flee from behind, glad juggernauts. On the battlefield, crush, kill the robots. Raise an army, march for the final siege. Rally around me, see where the plus leads. They will flee from behind, glad juggernauts. On the battlefield, crush, kill the robots.
I wandered inside and entered from what appeared to be a well, rose monstrosity. It was obviously the nerve center, central to Robot City. Tendrils and tentacles flailed about my face. I waited for electricity to dissipate. Waited and waded into its arms, using my sidearms. Wasn't quite sure what would happen. Then a berserker rushed in and in a flash, lightning clapped at him. A second man dashed in. A second later, a second laser flashed. And a tarred torso was left replacing him. Something scratched my face. I tried to rub my eye, but nothing sat in its place. Then I knelt in place, and then I heard,
"Captain Dynamics, today you shall not feel death's cold embrace of one man's band's melee."
It was my assault squad. They commandeered a pinwheel and Nimrod and sat up top on with lightning rods. They assaulted the arms, but the arms had halted their charge. Then I saw so close was a nitrous charge. So I edged to the well's rim and threw it in. I rolled behind the wheel and it lurched. Squealed to the sound of explosions and fireworks. It lit up the sky. The android network had finally died. I said under my breath, "Remember this day well. The final siege of the Robot City Citadel."